Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Jacob Bro for the film music for Black Pigeons. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are, well, we are talking about the documentary about jazz music, if we want to be general, let's say. It's more than that. And you are the lead character, even if there's not any actors in this film.
Yeah.
But you are like the fil rouge that brings on the tale of that the film is about. You are a music composer, and you were followed by 14 years, I think.
Yeah.
By the two directors. It's a kind of a stalking situation, right? And how did your perception of music and composing and the jazz music world in general change throughout those years, if it changes?
It changed, I guess. It changed in a way, but without me noticing. But now, looking back at the film, seeing scenes from 2008 and 10 and 12, I can see that. Not just, of course, physically I changed, but I also hear a difference in the music somehow. So I think that's one of the beautiful things about music, that it you live with it as long as you live, as long as you're alive, and every time you express yourself, it's going to be somehow mirror in terms of where you're at in your life. So.
And the idea, the concept, the philosophy of music that comes out of the film is that music is there, is over us. So, and if you, I mean, we listen to music and we already are, we are taken by it, but if you are a real musician, music is your life, is your, it's your God, is your, like, savior as well. So it's, it was really interesting listening to this big personality of jazz music talking so, with so humility about their job. You know, Bill Frisella says, you know, every time I start playing, it's like the first time, which is unexpected from him, you know, because he's one of the greatest musicians. So how is living with music, how can a musician be able to get a balance, reach a balance between his life and the music life?
That's a good question. I think, I mean, the, like, for me, I'm not looking for virtuosity, for instance, in my music. I'm looking for the human being expressing itself through music. So I've been very fortunate, I think, to be able to collaborate with all these beautiful people that are all a part of the film. And it's true that every time you pick up an instrument and make sound, it's a potential piece of music.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you have to decide when you want to play, when you don't want to play. And I don't know, for me it's... you grow up, you want to learn how to play your instrument, you work on that for a long time, you try to write music, you try to get a... get to know the history of music, who came before you. That's a whole big work, of course, when you're growing up as a musician and you want to be a part of a scene that's been there for so many years. But at the same time, I've always been interested in the mystery of music. Like, what is it with music that makes me feel a certain way when I listen to it? What is it that makes me want to cry when I listen to some music, or I get moved by some music?
Yeah.
And that investigation is getting more and more that takes more and more center part for me, in a way, in my search for music, and more just my ongoing wish of playing. So, and I think that mystery is, I will probably never be able to...
It's a mystery. It will stay a mystery.
It will stay a mystery, which is the beautiful thing about it.
This thing also comes out from the film, because especially the aspect of the need of playing, the necessity for a musician to create and play music. Yeah. There in the movies, there are a lot of impromptu, like jam sessions, it just comes up when those musicians meet. And it's... It's really a refreshing, and it's a really a positive message that comes out, you know. I mean, I think that because the music is there and is will always be there.
I mean, it's for my own sake. I mean, I try to prepare before playing music. Like once I start playing, I don't want to have any rules. I don't want to have anybody feeling that they can't be themselves or they can't or they have to follow a certain path in a way. I prepare my aesthetic. Sort of sense is preparing compositions, and I put people together. And once we hit play, nobody's going to get any sort of direction from me, which has been my sort of approach for a long time. And I feel like that's where the music develops the most natural way for me, in a way. Mm. And I don't know. It's I think the film captures that in a way.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely does.
Which is
definitely.
Yeah,
does.
I don't see it as a portrait of me. It's just all these people that I've played with and we've collaborated together, and all of a sudden, this film just almost turned into a mirror of, for me at least, the way I look at music and try to create music. It's not in my hands. It's just in all of our hands. Yeah. So, and Jørn and Andreas are my really. I mean, I've been admiring them for a long time. I love the way Jørn makes movies, and his approach is similar in a way.
Yeah, in terms of yeah. There is also another aspect to the film, by the fact that many of those of the people that are portrayed are passed away. So you are you as composer and as you know. Lead character, I can say, with the film. You, do you feel to have a kind of mission of responsibility to have this history of music keep going on, keep passed through the younger generation of jazz musicians? Because this is a key thing, I think.
Yeah, it is history. Definitely. Yeah, it's much more like a portrait of life in general to me somehow. Like seeing Paul Motion and Stanko and. Of course, Lee Konitz and Jon Christensen. I mean, first of all, I'm so grateful that these moments were captured on film because they're so special.
Oh, we are too, actually. Yeah.
But then also having, you know, hearing Joe Lovano talk about how playing with Hank Jones made him feel close to Lester Young, close to Ella Fitzgerald, and that sort of, for me, was a key thing in the film as well, how we are, how music is, we're all in the same sort of family. And people are here, people are not here, but they're still here in a way. And even though they moved on, so we're all connected.
We're all connected, and we will be all connected.
Yeah.
Even if physically we're not present.
Yeah, that's a really powerful thing in music, but also in life in general. I think when you have
But with music, it's more visible, it's more palpable. This,
of course, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Jacob Rowe for the film music for Black Pigeons here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.